This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, June 27th. God's word for you today is, ask Him and give Him. Our scripture reading is taken from John 10, verse 14 to 15. And it says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know my Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. Do you know Him? If you do not, I pray that today you will know Him. Jesus is a shepherd that cares for His sheep in such a way that He lays His life down. Every day when I wake up, I hit the floor and I say a few things to the Lord. I hope you do this. So I want you to add this to whatever you pray in the morning. I want you to say this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Every single time you wake up, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. Every time you enter a meeting, you say, the Lord is my shepherd, He provides direction and guidance for me. Therefore, I shall not want. Every time you are faced with a tough situation, say, the Lord is my shepherd. Every time you feel pressed and pressured, say, the Lord is my shepherd. Every time you feel confused and bewildered, declare, the Lord is my shepherd. But you need to ask Him, because the Lord is my shepherd is not automatic. Psalm 28 verse 9 says, save your people, bless Israel, your special possession. Lead them like a shepherd and carry them in your arms forever. We need to say to the Lord, come bless us and be our shepherd. You need to say to the Lord, come bless me and be my shepherd. So the first thing you need to do to let Jesus meet your needs is to ask Him to be your shepherd every day. Number two, give Him first place in every area of my life. I do not only ask God to be my shepherd, but I also give Him first place in every area of my life. Is it not automatic when I ask Him to be my shepherd that He is in first place in every area of my life? Nope. Sometimes we have asked God to be our shepherd, but in certain areas of our lives, we do not make God priority. The key is this. Every time you worry, it is an indication that in that area, you have not made God priority. In finances, for example, every time you worry about your finances, you have not made God priority. In every area where you have anxiety or you are anxious, if you check and if you would be honest, you will admit that you have not made God priority. If you are anxious about your children, you have not made God priority. If you are anxious about your home, your marriage, and any area that you are anxious about, it is an indication that you have not made God priority. Matthew 6 verse 32 to 33 says, so don't worry at all about having enough food and clothing. Your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well that you need them, and He will give them to you if you give Him first place in your life and live as He wants you to. Let us pray. Father, I give you first place in every area of my life. Finances, family, business, and I ask that you will be my shepherd in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.